Someone has nominated Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. And I think he's got a good chance because he is clearly a piece of something.
Donald Trump said in a new interview that President Obama visited a mosque yesterday because he feels comfortable there. Or maybe it's just because it's the one place Obama knew he'd never run into Donald Trump.
Bruce's wife revealed that the way Ted alleviates stress is by singing show tunes. For real. Whenever he's feeling anxious or overwhelmed, like right before a debate, he calls her and sings Broadway show tunes into the telephone. But make no mistake, he still believes that marriage is a sacred union between one guy and one doll. Okay?
Get this, Ted Cruz's wife recently said that Ted calls her to sing Broadway show tunes over the phone in order to relax before debates. When asked which song, she said, oh, who knows, I let it go to voicemail. I can't listen.
Ted Cruz's wife said at a rally yesterday that Cruz will randomly call her cell phone to serenade her with Broadway show tunes. She just wishes they weren't always songs from Sweeney Todd.
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to where? To Canada, eh? And south to our friends in old Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show. On this fine Saturday night, February 6, 2016, what is it, a little bit after 9 o'clock, in this fabulous Las Vegas. I'm looking out the window right now, as you probably know if you've listened to the show before. I'm looking out the window at this beautiful city that is my own hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's looking a little bit different than it did when I was a kid, which Denise Marermeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, we were talking about before the show. It's a lot different than it used to be. It's, we'll talk about it more later maybe, but there are some things I want to cover as far as the debate goes and Donald Trump's performance, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. But to sum up what I'm saying, we're different now than we used to be in Vegas. There are times they are a-changing, no question, especially here. And the easy example is that the neon that was so signature to Las Vegas is gone. And there are a lot of things that were part of Las Vegas and part of the culture that many said didn't exist in Vegas. Remember the line, you may have heard it, you may not have, that Las Vegas doesn't have a culture. And it's so very wrong. It's a lot like the people that would go to the ocean and say, how come there are no trees in the ocean? Well, you know, I have trees back home, and that's the way the world is supposed to look. No trees in the ocean? That's horrible. The ocean is terrible. And they would come here and say, well, you have no ballet, and you have no Metropolitan Art Museum, and no Smithsonian, and blah, 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 as if they ever go there in the first flipping place. Well, Vegas did have a culture. We still do, but it's so much less than it used to be. There are certain examples that I want to mention. There's a post that I did on... I'm hesitating. It's a fellow talk show host here in Vegas. I'm not sure if the company... Oh, screw it. Heidi Harris over on another station. I did a little article of sorts on her Facebook thing, and it was... Anyway, it really stuck in my mind about Vegas and how things are changing and how the world is changing and, well, even politics is changing. I guess that's a good transition over to the debate. It is a different debate. It is a different world of politics than even 8, 16, you know, years ago, decades past. And we saw some of it today. Some of it, you know, let's get into it for a second. What do you think? Who do you think won? Who do you think lost? And not just the debate, but also who do you think won the most in valuable debating? Donald Trump, obviously. Well, I believe, obviously, Donald Trump showed us that Iowa, one thing that Iowans can do is they can reach out into the barn to the farm animals and use this big rubber band. I remember I lived on a farm when I was a kid, and I saw this rubber band and this long silver rod. And I didn't know what it was, and I was like, I was using it as a sword, I think. And then I remember my mother coming out. I was in the garage, and there was a big step, like a balcony almost, where she would stand up on the door to the kitchen going inside the house, and she would stand up high, like 3 or 4 feet up in the air, and she would look down at me running around the garage with this big silver sword thing. And I, for some reason, remember this particular day, and she was laughing and laughing and laughing, and I couldn't figure out why, and I don't know, it was probably 6 or 7, I guess. And she was laughing, and she said, well, Johnny, do you know what? She called me Johnny. It still does. Do you know why or what that is? And I tried to figure it out. I looked at probably some stickers on the site. I remember I tried to figure it out somehow. And she said, well, they put a rubber band on that. And you shoot rubber bands with it? Awesome. Where are the rubber bands? No. No, they don't. You don't shoot rubber bands. It's a long silver pole about maybe a meter long, a yard long. And you connect this rubber band to one side of it down on the end like a horseshoe sort of look, like a fork of sorts. Long story short, it's for putting the rubber band underneath the bull when you're putting the rubber band around the bull's, testicles. And then she explained that when you do that on the farm, the rubber band will sit on the bull's testicles for, 2 or 3 days or something, and they will just sort of fall off because the blood supply to them is cut off. I assume that's true. Never tried it myself on anybody, but
thanks
it's
for that information, John.
Yeah. It's, hey, you know what? You need other ideas or other info on farm culture? Well, I have only a few, but I'll offer them to you if you want to know. Well, the important part is that's what you do on the farm. Where do they have a lot of farms? Iowa. What does Iowa do? They put the rubber band around Donald Trump's testicles, and they dropped, well, almost dropped completely off, because although he resembles the same guy, he's not the old Donald Trump, I'm going to insult everybody, I think I'm better than everybody, and I'm going to show you, and I don't care what you think, and a blah, 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 bluster, you know, drunk guy at the bar talking louder than everybody else style that he has. If you listen to the debate tonight, and especially the interviews afterward, he's much calmer. He's much more reserved. He has been, well, fixed, I guess you could say. And in this New Hampshire primary, he is a little bit more concerned with his blustering and all of his blah, blah, blah. Is that a technical term, a blah, blah, blah? Maybe not, but, you know, we're going to use it here. Yeah, change approved. The other candidates, in my view of it, and I don't want to go too deep into this, I think John Kasich had a very good night. He is showing that he is getting better in the debate. He is a better debater. And he is starting to show people the idea that, well, nobody knows who he is, but as soon as they start to get to know him, people like him. His problem is, can he get enough people to get to know him quickly enough to bring in the money, to bring in the votes later on? Very complicated process that, my fingers are crossed for him, because I think he is probably the most technically proficient and morally and ethically balanced person up there on that stage, which probably means he'll never become president. Now, the big loser is Chris Christie and arguably Marco Rubio. Chris Christie, you know, with the statements and the arguments that he got into with Marco Rubio, probably fell on the sword a little bit more than he expected to. And my guess with that, if I had to guess, is that Chris Christie knows he's on the way out. He's not stupid. I mean, he's not the president. He's not the candidate that I thought he was going to be. He's kind of the biggest disappointment in my view of the overall field. But he's not stupid. And I think what he's setting himself up as, is the number one attack dog in the kennel. So when he gets out, whatever candidate he decides to endorse will give him, well, we'll see him as very valuable, because that's what you want in someone that will, you know, endorse you later on. They will be able to go out and be the attack dog. And not for nothing, you want your vice president to be one hell of an attack dog. Well, maybe. Marco Rubio started off rough. He didn't respond too well to some of the questions. He didn't look as able and as capable as he has in the past. But I think he finally got it together and ended and showed how qualified he is. And how let me change that word. How ready he is. A lot of questions about how qualified he is, how experienced he is. Yes, I get that. But for the most part, we usually don't get someone with so much overall experience. So we have to give a little bit there. We don't have to, but the process usually takes us to a point where we have to. Does that make sense? I hope so. Overall, you tell me. That's my take on it. I mean, I could go on and on, believe me, but I don't have the 3 hours that God should give me behind this glorious mic. But I'll keep praying and making the best of the 60-ish minutes that I've got here with you. And what do you think? I mean, you know, to call in, don't call in. I mean, I'd love it if you do. By the way, the phone number is 702-257-5396, 257-5396. But just answer it yourself. Who do you think really did well? Who is it that you think would best represent you in the Oval Office? Now, do you know who David Gergen is? He's he's not a commentator. I mean, technically he is a commentator now with CNN. I think he's on CNN mostly. I guess he's with CNN by contract. But he has been a political advisor, David Gergen, to George W. Bush, if I remember right, but definitely Bill Clinton, George Bush, Herbert Walker, Ronald Reagan. Republicans and Democrats, it does not matter. He's sort of the political consultant of political consultants, David Gergen, okay. And he basically said is that, you know, Marco Rubio and some of the candidates are just, not ready for being ready. You know what I mean? They are, even Marco Rubio, the experience that he has just isn't enough to make him the president right now. Maybe someday, but not right now. Now, that may be true. But sometimes, I hate to say this, I would rather take a little bit less experience than somebody who is just completely off the deep end as far as their moral decision-making ability.
Cruz?
No, not Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise. But what is going on with my mind? I need more Red Bull. He's about to drop out. He's the doctor.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson saying, well, you don't need to know anything to be president. You just have to have good people around you and know how to make decisions. Now, I think he's the wrong guy, but I think he's got a point that you can and should have a cabinet and advisors that are brilliant. And, you know, I think Marco Rubio would do a better job than the other two, Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. Well, luckily we're going to commercial, and I am going to crack open another Red Bull and try to get fired up. And sometimes you just cannot figure out. I might have early onset of Alzheimer's, I think. Stay right where you are. Hopefully you can remember what I was talking about when we come back. This is the John Brislin Show. Stay right where you are, you. Da
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you own an Amazon Kindle or a Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet? Well, if you do, go download the most anticipated ebook of the year, Chino's Lightning, The Origins. Join Chino as he discovers new alien life and is forced to save the world from evil. For only 99 cents, you're able to join in this sci-fi adventure. Available for both Kindle and Nook at booksofthegods.com. That's booksofthegods.com. Go download it today.
The Iowa caucus, after a year of waiting, after all that buildup, people finally voted. And guess what? Donald Trump didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Donald Trump, who predicted he'd win so much we'd get tired of it, came in second. Or in other words, you're a loser.
I don't believe I've been given any credit by the voters for self-funding my campaign. The only one I will keep doing, but not worth it. So then why keep doing it if it's not worth it? He's mad because we're ungrateful about how much money he spent on his own campaign.
Jeb Bush, not so good. Jeb Bush came in sixth place in Iowa. Yeah. Jeb blamed his poor performance on people watching the debates and actively following the campaign.
The John Brislin Show, your favorite political talk.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is Medca brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is also your one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. Find the Savings Mart on Amazon.com. Again, that's the Savings Mart on Amazon.com.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, BestVegasHomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At BestVegasHomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. BestVegasHomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, there was an interesting thing that I was talking with a friend earlier today about in, ancient philosophy, I think, to keep it simple. The idea that There are three different kinds of justice in ancient Greek philosophy. One of them is the justice for the mighty. The other is the justice for the weak. And the third is the justice for the many. Now, we have to keep in mind that all of those can exist at the same time with none of them are wrong. It's relative. It's which is better, chicken or steak? Which is better, a car or a truck? It's not, there is no absolute right or wrong in these cases. There is just a relative right or wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that absolute right and wrong doesn't exist, but there it's a very limited bubble. And we need to keep in mind that when we're watching these men audition for the play that we want to be our lives, they are interviewing for the job that we are going to hire them for as the president, we need to keep in mind what exactly we think is important. Does that make sense? I don't know. It does to me. It did to me. Now let's see if it does to Jack in San Diego. Jack, welcome. You are on with John.
Well, did you listen to the entire debate?
I didn't. I was working, but I listened to the majority, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it was pretty good. There was a lot of action. It was like a heavyweight fight.
It was crazy there for a while. I thought the moderators completely lost control, but they got it back.
I thought the three governors did well, especially Krispy Kreme. He had a good night.
Oh, Jack, God. I haven't heard that. Was that your original? That was good. Take credit for it.
You know, is it Chris Christie? What's his name? he's had too many Krispy Kreme donuts.
All right, come on now.
I thought he won the debate.
Really? Okay.
But, yeah, and they also showed a respect for the 10th Amendment, which only governors could understand. And governors, of course, have the experience of making executive decisions. It's like being president of a state, right? But here's the problem with the three governors. They represent the establishment. And this election is all about the people want somebody that is anti-establishment. The same theme that existed in the late 1960s. And the only two up there that are anti-establishment would be Dr. Ben Carson and Donald Trump. And, of course, on the other side, there's Bernie Sanders.
The anti-establishment on the left.
Yes. Those are the three that represent the anti-establishment. I don't think Carson has a chance.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I agree with the idea that there is a huge populist uprising around the idea the perceived value, anyway, of the anti-establishment candidate, the person who's not from the inside of the Beltway. That's all fine. But Ben Carson is just, he's too far out of it. I mean, he's not, being a surgeon, I'm sorry, I've said before, doesn't make you a good doctor as well as a good policeman, as well as a good plumber, as well as a good president. It doesn't translate that easily. You have to have some sort of executive experience, something other than just anybody could be the president. And on top of that, I think between you and me, I think he's just lost the fire in his belly. You know, I don't think he wants it like he thought he did.
I know, he's like he's on Ambien. He's always so low key.
I guess.
He really is low energy.
Yeah, I can share my Red Bull with him.
Saturday Night Live, I understand that Bernie Sanders and Larry David's going to be on tonight.
I'm going to have to check it out then. I'll try to rush home in time and I'll get the post-show done.
But the other thing I wanted to mention was I thought it was interesting that Trump didn't go after Cruz on the citizenship issue. And I'm wondering if Trump will go after Marco Rubio on the citizenship issue, which I actually think is a better argument because he's a classic 14th Amendment citizen. He was born in 1971 in the United States, so he's definitely a United States citizen, but he's not a natural-born citizen because both his parents at the time of his birth were not citizens. And therefore, he's a citizen by law, that is the 14th Amendment, and not by natural birth. I mean, prior to 1868, he wouldn't have even been a citizen. So there's no way the founders ever intended somebody whose parents both were not citizens to be able to run for the presidency.
That's I can't answer that in enough time. But Jack, the one thing I can tell you that I do agree on is that I'm surprised that Trump didn't attack Rubio more. But I think he was being sufficiently attacked by other people, and Trump kind of backed off a little bit. I don't know whether that was a well fought or if he really fought it out that far. It just happened to go that way. But I think the Rubio is the big threat. Rubio might even, depending on how it goes in New Hampshire, might make room for Kasich. And, you know, that will be a that'll be an interesting thing to have Kasich and Rubio in there to take away the or to dig into the vote. Anyway, I've got to go to commercial. I wish I didn't, Jack, but you be safe out there, buddy. All right. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are. You calls coming up.
The John Breslin Show, your favorite political talk.
Do you own an Amazon Kindle or a Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet? Well, if you do, go download the most anticipated ebook of the year, Chino's Lightning, The Origins. Join Chino as he discovers new alien life and is forced to save the world from evil. For only 99 cents, you're able to join in this sci-fi adventure. Available for both Kindle and Nook at booksofthegods.com. That's booksofthegods.com. Go download it today.
On Monday, Hillary Clinton narrowly won in Iowa, with the final results showing that she beat Bernie Sanders by less than 1%. And you thought Bernie was mad at the 1% before.
It's always the 1%.
Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton were named the winners of Monday's Iowa caucuses. Cruz celebrated by giving a speech to his supporters, and Hillary celebrated by moving her stuff into the White House.
Donald Trump not taking his Iowa loss very well. No, he's not. He was pleasant about it for about an hour.
Yeah.
He turned. Yeah, this morning, Donald Trump tweeted that Ted Cruz illegally stole the election. He said, yeah. Trump said, everyone knows you're supposed to illegally buy the election.
Actually, a lot of people say that Donald Trump sounded pretty humble during his concession speech. But I don't know. To me, it sounded like classic Trump. Did you see this?
Good evening. It's me, Donald J. Trump. In case you were wondering, the J stands for genius.
John Breslin. Not always right, but never wrong.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. Bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is Medca brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is also your one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. Find the Savings Mart on Amazon.com. Again, that's the Savings Mart on Amazon.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back. back to the John Breslin Show. Let's, you know what? Let's just dive straight back into the calls. And we're talking about the debate. And, well, first of all, the idea of how is it you judge those presidential candidates and, by extension, all the candidates running for federal and state office? How do you judge them? What are the questions you want to ask them, so to speak, in their job interview that they're hoping you hire them to be the president of the United States? Hey, there's, you know, it's chicken and beef. Which one's right? Car and truck, which one's right? I'm not saying there is a right. Again, as I said, from ancient Greek philosophy, there is a justice or a right for the mighty, for the weak, and for the people, the masses, the many. Right? None of them are wrong. It's just relative. And I'm wondering how different I am than everybody else or how similar I am to everyone else. But I don't know. Give me a call and let me know. All the callers that are in line, thank you very much for being patient. Let's go to Bill in Las Vegas. Welcome. You are on with John.
Yes, that's me.
That's you, sir. What's the good word?
Okay. I don't know how much time you give me, but I have an opinion.
Well, depends on how good it is. You'll get as much as you need.
John Casey, as far as I'm concerned, is like an old pair of boots. They served you well, but they wore out. You have to replace them.
John Kasich is like a worn-out pair of boots. Okay.
Now, Donald Trump has been on every issue, of every side of every issue. Where is he going to come out when after he's elected? Can anybody give me a guarantee?
No. And I think it's on the record that I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump, but I can also, to be fair, I would have to argue that no politician really stays to their campaign promises very well.
Well, there is one of them that didn't. That is why he's an outcast. He came into Washington, tried to do what he promised, mm-hmm. and the Republicans don't like him and the Democrats don't like him because he would not play their way. He wanted to do what he promised. And now he becomes unelectable. So what message do we send Washington?
Wait, who
don't tell the truth?
Who? Well, that's an interesting part of the conversation, too. But let me, I don't think, at least I didn't hear who this person is. Are you talking about who, Bernie Sanders?
No, Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Cruz kept his promises.
Hmm.
Unelectable.
Well, Bush, I mean, Bill, well, that was a weird slip. Bill, can I push back on a little bit on that idea and see what you think when I argue against you? Would that be okay?
Okay.
Oh, I would argue.
Let me give you a little bit of my background.
Very little, because we're talking about the issues, but go ahead.
I've been in a communist concentration camp. I lived under Nazi Germany and also under socialist Germany. So I have quite a bit of experience in what these politicians are.
Okay. Then, Bill, two things. The first one and most important, someone with your experience and your background, I couldn't be happier if you would call into the show more often. And I wish there was some way I could convince you to be a regular caller on my show, on the John Breslin Show. I would, you know, when you call in, I would love to talk with you. So please give that some thought. Someone with your background, okay. I would love to be able to talk with on a regular basis. Now, with that said, about Ted Cruz, I would argue that Ted Cruz was elected in a state and by a constituency that was radically right, the Tea Party, and really whatever the Tea Party is now. They've been the true Tea Party was hijacked by this radical right extremist group that is what it is now. But the Tea Party is who Ted Cruz is beholden to. He got into office, the junior senator from Texas, and when he got into Washington, what his promise was to fight for things that his radical extremist constituency wanted to be fought for. Any reasonable person is going to say that the issues Ted Cruz fought for were not winnable. So they were, I don't know, philosophical arguments. They were academic arguments. There was no way they were going to ever happen. They were flamethrower arguments to bring the attention to light, and then he could go back to his constituents in Texas and say, look, I fought the fight, send me back, or give me more money, or make me president. He knew he wasn't going to get anything done. And the reason he made all of those enemies in the Beltway is because a very useful seat in the Senate was being wasted by someone who only wanted to make philosophical and academic points. Does that sound like it makes sense?
Do you think that the Constitution are radical?
Do I think that the Constitution is radical? No, I do not.
Then
well, it depends, but no.
Following the Constitution.
I
became an American citizen, and I had to study American history.
Yes.
And I probably had to know more than average American do about America to get my citizenship.
I wouldn't doubt that, and I hang my head, sir, when I think of that idea.
So I look at it this way. If it wasn't for Cruz, the Democrats would have 11 million extra voters right now.
Well, 11 million extra voters. I'll tell you what, I've got to leave it there, Bill. Let me answer that. Keep listening, and I'll address that when we come back from the message. But, sir, I sincerely mean it. I hope you find time and are willing to call in and debate some things with me in the future. Sir, with your experience, I certainly value it and appreciate it.
Yeah, but you see, you have the other senator from Cuba. He promised he would run against no immigration, and then he got became the Gang of Eight, and it was Cruz that stopped 11 million Democratic voters.
Okay, 11 million Democratic voters and Rubio's view on immigration. I will cover that when we come back. But sir, Bill, thank you very much. I've got to say goodbye, but thank you, sir. This is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
Do you own an Amazon Kindle or a Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet? Well, if you do, go download the most anticipated ebook of the year, Chino's Lightning, The Origins. Join Chino as he discovers new alien life and is forced to save the world from evil. For only 99 cents, you're able to join in this sci-fi adventure. Available for both Kindle and Nook at booksofthegods.com. That's booksofthegods.com. Go download it today.
Ben Carson decided to leave Iowa, right? And so Ted Cruz and his minions took it upon themselves to tell voters that since Ben Carson was dropping out, they should instead vote for Ted Cruz. The problem with that was that Ben Carson was not dropping out. He was doing this.
The CNN report that just said that Carson would be taking a little bit of time off the trail. He was going home to get fresh clothes.
Sarah Palin accused Ted Cruz of lying about Ben Carson and stealing the Iowa caucus. Yeah. This is my favorite thing in politics, when people lie and cheat to get the evangelical Christian vote.
Rick Santorum announced today he's suspending his campaign after he finished 11th in Iowa, and Rand Paul is suspending his campaign after finishing 5th. I like that they call it suspending, as if their campaigns got caught having sex under the bleachers or something. They'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Naturally, Gilmore withdrew from the race with a gracious... What? What's that? He's still running? Does he know that he's still running?
John Breslin, with a head that big, he's got to know something.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is Medca brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is also your one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. Find the Savings Mart on Amazon.com. Again, that's the Savings Mart on Amazon.com.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, BestVegasHomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At BestVegasHomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. BestVegasHomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
Attention gun owners, firearm enthusiasts, and Second Amendment supporters. Now more than ever, it is so important that you are prepared to protect you and your family from this ever-changing world we live in. 308Gillies.com understands this. They're a premier retailer of firearms, ammunition, optics, and all the accessories you will ever need. In fact, they have over 40,000 products to choose from. 308Gillies.com stocks all the top brands like Browning, Colt, Glock, and many more. You will find great deals at very competitive prices. Veterans and law enforcement officers receive a store-wide discount. Just present proof of your service. Free shipping on orders over $199. When you visit 308gillies.com, visit the Pro Shop, join the Buyers Club, and receive a store-wide 10% discount. Look for the Make an Offer button to name your own price on select items. 308gillies.com. G-H-I-L-L-I-E-S. 308gillies.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
To the John Brislin Show. We had a fantastic, we are having a fantastic group of callers tonight. I am very, very happy with that. If you'd like to be part of the show and be part of that group of fantastic callers, the phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396. To answer Bill's question, who called in before the break, he was talking about Ted Cruz and how Ted Cruz went to Washington and spoke his mind and then, if I'm hopefully paraphrasing correctly, became quite the outcast within the Beltway, with the, quote, establishment. Now, what Bill said was that there are 11 million immigrants that would be here if it weren't for Ted Cruz. I think I'm understanding what he said, right? Ted Cruz, Bill, respectfully, my belief is that Ted Cruz did not go to Washington to accomplish anything. He went to Washington to change the argument, so to speak, to do what I call flamethrowing, to get something out there to make conversations come up that otherwise might not, because you could say the establishment candidates and the establishment leaders will not bring it up. I think a lot of people were already talking about immigration, so I'm not sure that Ted Cruz was really charting any new territory with the idea that we don't want no more immigrants. But my argument would be that they don't. Ted Cruz wasn't serious about anything with immigration. He wanted, as I've said many, many times over the years on this show several times, as well as other places, Ted Cruz knows that the value is the win is in the fight. The win is in the fight. He doesn't want to solve immigration because he gets to go out there and talk about it and fight for it as if that's something valuable, not the win, but the fight. And then he can go back to his constituents and talk about how he fought the good fight and how those very same donors and constituents should make him president someday. And the things that he could have done, here's the takeaway. Get your pens ready, everyone. Here's the takeaway. If you are truly serious about immigration, there is a three-tiered approach. Number one is make sure that the penalty is so crazy high on any business that employs an illegal immigrant that they do not want to do it, will not do it. You go into a casino, do you know why 12-year-olds don't go up and sit at the blackjack table? Because the casinos will lose their license, and no casino wants to lose their license over whatever coins and dollars come out of the piggy bank of a 12-year-old. No. They don't want it, so they don't do it. Employers will not hire anybody who cannot prove, or employers won't hire somebody and pay $1 million in case they hire somebody that is an illegal immigrant, okay? So E-Verify, absolutely a must. You have got to find some way to handle those immigrants. Number two, find some way to handle the immigrants, the illegal immigrants that are already here. It is not practical, and some would say it is not ethical, to send all of those people back. That can be debated back and forth all day long, and it usually gets more attention because there's more of a, oh, we don't like them, they don't deserve it, blah, blah, blah thing. I don't know. Think what you want on that. But that is tier number two, and tier number three is stronger border security. I think a wall makes a very dangerous statement to the rest of the world, but we don't seem to think that the rest of the world matters because we are the big, the mighty, the America. Those three things have got to go in that order. If they do not go in that order, it does not work. Okay? It goes bread, peanut butter, then jelly. You don't put the jelly on the counter without the bread. The bread must come first. It just must. Okay, that's what Marco Rubio and the Gang of Eight were trying to say in varying forms. So, sir, I respect your opinion. I think Ted Cruz did a lot for the people that sent him there, and that is really the senator's job, to represent those who sent him there. However, those extremists, those right-wing radical extremists that have hijacked the Tea Party and yet still flown the flag of the Tea Party in Texas and other places, those people are the ones that got together in sheer numbers and sent Ted Cruz there to be the flamethrower instead of to be the senator. Those people were well represented with Ted Cruz. But the American people, the rest of America, we are not well represented by Ted Cruz, which is probably why the man won't make it. At least that's my hope. Now, with that said, let's finish our calls. I think we have just enough time to take World Citizen out in Bay Area, San Francisco. You are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, John.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to say that I'm pretty disgusted with the way this whole election thing's going, John. I'm really, you know, last week with Hillary Clinton, there was some point where there was somebody that flipped a coin six times and she won it every time.
I would love to have that coin in my coin collection, though, huh? Seriously? Would you love to have to open the book up to your family comes over to the house and say, this is the coin that put Hillary Clinton into the, or through Iowa? Huh? Come on.
See, at the same time, I listened to the debate tonight, John.
Yes, sir.
And you know, here's Donald Trump talking about how the RNC chairman only invited heavy donors tonight to come to the debate.
Yeah.
And he couldn't hand out tickets to his people. You know, what's going on? Is Trump going to get the Alan Keyes treatment or what?
Well,
is that being saved for Ben Carson? Because they didn't treat him very well coming in either, did they?
I think Ben Carson is, I think we can all agree, he's flaming out. I don't think he has the fire in the belly that he thought he had or that he was trying to, tell everyone he had.
He's not just taking, going home and getting some clothes then.
I don't
think he's going to get the signed, he's finished like Carly Fiorina.
I think we can pretty much psychoanalyze Ben Carson and say that someone that's that mild, it demonstrates a certain amount of lack of fire in the belly. And you know what? If you need anything to be president, it's that fire.
Well,
but going back to your question,
Tuesday,
who do I want to win on Tuesday? John Kasich.
Really?
I do. I think he will. I think he's running third in most of the polls that I've seen right now. And if he can pull out a third place win, or God willing, a second or even first, which would be remarkable. Uh-huh. But if he could pull out a third, that would show that he still has legs underneath him. And that would go far with the donors. And that would go far to carry him into South Carolina, where he's out of his home field advantage for sure. But I think that keeps him in the race.
Hey, John, how big is that election in Carolina? Is that going to be bigger than the Iowa and the New Hampshire?
It will be. It's not necessarily bigger. South Carolina is going to do a few different things. One is it's going to start to show what three dots in a line in a row show, that there is momentum. And whoever gets the big mo is going to really get the big payoff. And I think that could be huge for Bloomberg. I'm going to have to leave the rest for next week, though, buddy.
Take care.
Be safe. South Carolina might spell in or out for Bloomberg. Now, this is the one that and a few other things I would like you to remember, but more than any other, say it with me if you already remember it, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night right here on AM 720 Las Vegas. JohnBrislinShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right in? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.